Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, are you feeling a bit self-conscious
now?
Well,
I'm self-conscious that I don't actually know whose birthday it is.
Oh, God.
I just realised whose birthday it is. It's Guy's birthday.
I don't know who Guy is.
High school.
Not Guy Sebastian. A mate of mine from high school.
I want to party with you. I want to party with you.
Here's the show. Jinx.
Oh, snap.
Guy, happy birthday.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning. September 19th, that's somebody's birthday. Hold on, is that my uncle's birthday?
What
September
is happening?
September 19th. Or is
Can
he the 29th?
Can you have these conversations off air, like in your brain, not out of your mouth? If it
Somebody's
is your uncle's birthday, happy birthday. I've also got down here on a list of paper that's soap free. Please tell me you are still
okay,
bathing.
Okay, guys. Ahead of summer, I had an incredible revelation after someone in our office told you and I, Sarah, that she uses coconut oil as a moisturiser.
Yeah, well, she said it to make your fake tan last longer. You put
yes.
that on in the shower.
Well, I have taken that to a next level. So I've bought a jar of coconut oil
yes.
and I do use it in the shower to moisturise. But then I thought...
I've got a lovely bunch of coconut oils.
I've got two lovely bunches of coconut oil.
What is happening?
My point is that...
You know that song, right?
No.
What? This is a youth thing again.
This is a generational hazard working with bloody Aaron. My
wow.
point is, Sarah, I've forgone soap and I'm bathing in coconut oil. Or I've got two jars, coconut oil, coconut butter. The butter is slightly thicker, a more emulsifying.
Oh, well, this is great. If ever I put
Can
you
in you
a fry
me?
Pan, I'll be excited.
Smell me. I smell like bloody Hawaii. Try it. Nobody
All the Pacific
needs
Islands.
Soap. Nobody needs actual soap. We're not dirty people.
Okay.
Those two girls. What?
What? Some parents go to extraordinary lengths for their children's birthday parties, don't they? I mean, I'm looking at you right now, Lise. You jumped in a wind tunnel and
yep.
went indoor skydiving for your boy's birthday on the weekend. So I will put you in the extreme lengths
that was a
party
one-off,
parent
Sarah.
Category. But here's somebody else whom I think you might aspire to be.
Okay.
It's a piece of paper that's been affixed to a telegraph pole around neighbourhoods in the US.
Okay.
And it reads, wanted to borrow an orange cat.
Okay.
Wanted to borrow an orange cat for 24 to 48 hours to have a lasagna dinner with a Garfield-loving 4-year-old and 2-year-old children.
Oh my God.
Will return cat, happy and cared for. Cat will not be required to eat lasagna if contraindicated. Please, no feral cats. And please take your cat back at the end. Not looking to adopt. Thank you. From an increasingly desperate but not crazy mum of two with no friends who own orange cats. I mean,
okay, how,
this
so
is
does
brilliant.
Does the cat have to sit at the table?
Well, yes.
How
the cat
are they
has
going
to
keep
the,
it?
You know what Garfield was
yeah,
like? He was
I
always at
Garfield.
The table with Odie, right?
Yeah, but cats don't sit where they're told to sit. That's the whole point of being a cat.
But orange tabby cat, they're different. Orange cats, they've got a special type of personality.
Really?
Yeah, they're cheeky and fat and lazy. That's what made Garfield so popular.
Okay. This is a tremendous level of dedication to a theme.
Very much
this
so.
This woman knows how to team with the theme.
Yeah.
So is there like...
Well, I've got another parental story for you.
Okay.
And it could also pertain to you. So you know how your boy, your 10-year-old boy, loves the gap in his teeth.
He loves it. Loves it.
Well, recently I heard a story on a podcast about a woman who, when she was younger, she hated the gap in her teeth and begged her mother to get her braces.
Yeah.
Her mother said, no, I love your little toothy pegs.
Yeah.
Her mother went to the dentist and got a gap drilled in between her front teeth to match her daughter.
That's pretty next level.
Next level.
Body modification.
Next level. If you went through life with that level of parental support, my God, you could conquer the world. Get a gap in your teeth to match an orange cat for your birthday dinner. This is amazing.
This is putting us to shame.
I'm a terrible mother.
Wow.
My poor children.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Look, there's a chore that my husband has to do.
Yes.
When he comes into the bedroom at night. And he
Sarah,
huffs.
We don't want to hear about your sex life. I don't care about you getting serviced.
Oh, you can't actually.
Can you not say service?
What?
That's like in
can't
bloody.
I say that?
That's like racehorses get serviced. Anyway, he huffs and he puffs when he has to do it.
Again.
And I'll tell you what it is. It's when he takes the cushions off the bed. Because
is that what you call it?
Oh, God, I'm gone. I have a bit of a love affair with cushions. So on our bed.
Yes.
Our love bed.
There are two big cushions.
There are 10 cushions and pillows on my bed, right? So every time he comes in and he pulls them all off, and the whole time I'm like, we've got too many cushions in this house. And I said, no, we don't. But then I thought maybe I'll do an inventory of cushions in the household.
You're talking about decorative cushions, right? Yeah. Not a pillow, one where you rest your weary head.
Yep. So I did an inventory downstairs in my house between rumpus room, outdoor area, spare bedroom.
What have you?
What is it? There are 17 cushions.
What?
17 decorative cushions.
Is that a lot?
That is upstairs, so much as.
Upstairs, there are 21 cushions.
Oh, my God.
There are also 12 cushions in storage. And then on the weekend, I went to TK Maxx and bought more cushions, bringing the total number of cushions in my house to 60.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to do a comparison here because, you see, I can't have nice things, all right? I live in a house full of boys, and I know that that's gender stereotyping, but they're animals, okay? I cannot have anything nice. So I, in my house, have, I have three upstairs. That's it.
That's it?
I have three
cushions. Three cushions in your entire house.
That is it. That's all I can do, Sarah. They don't understand the concept of a decorative cushion.
Oh, I've got some that I rotate between winter and summer.
No, I can't do that. I wish I could. I'm jealous. I'm actually...
But isn't it weird when you actually see that you've got a problem?
That like is some, 60 is
some
too
women
many.
Are all about handbags or shoes. No. And here I am over here waving the flag for cushions. But geez, I'm comfortable.
No secret that we've been flogging ourselves with work hours lately. Yes, we have, Aaron. And Sarah, I feel it's safe to say that you've been feeling the pressure in terms of your exercise regime.
Oh, it's gone out the window.
It's difficult, isn't it? With breakfast hours, it's difficult. Both of us are in this weird little funk of we were doing great, we had our routine with our workouts, and now poof, it's out the window, gonzo.
That's it. When you're in an exercise routine, it feels like you'll never break it.
That's right.
Then
you break it.
You break it. And it feels like you'll never get back into it. So I feel this week has been my epiphany week to have a recalibration.
Well, I feel that the recalibration is well and truly here, but you have fallen hook, line and sinker for these app-based fitness programs that teenagers fall for, okay? So you're downloading stuff, you're getting free trials from, you know, different types of fitness people.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for any of it.
Exactly. Well, you have paid for one of them, but you've only done one session on the app and then that's it. It falls
by
the wayside.
No, that was still in my free trial, Kayla Itzenis.
Anyway.
She's great. She's so fit.
I feel...
But I don't do it.
There is one program that might have what it takes to get you committed.
What?
There is one that's been in the back of my mind.
I believe that this is it for you, my friend.
I think I know where you're going to go.
Sonia Kruger. Yeah. Sonia, the Sonia Kruger of Strictly Ballroom fame.
Yep.
A pastime that you once excelled at for 3 months in your teenage years. Sonia Kruger has released, Sarah, her very own dance exercise program called Strictly You. Now, it's a combination of ballroom dancing moves from Latin through to whatever else is in that category.
Yeah, a bit of new Vogue,
mixed with your regular exercise stuff. You do it at home. She's built this online community and it sounds like I was listening to the little trailer for it and even I want to move. Okay, take a listen to this. Listen to that Latin beat, Sarah. Tell me you don't want to get up and start doing a little shuffle, shuffle, hip, hip.
Well, look at my chair going now. It's okay. Happening.
What language is this?
Probably Spanish. Okay, and then she tells you. Here we go.
We have two punches to
two
the
punches,
front.
A bit of tie bow.
Squat.
Squat. Go.
If anyone's going to make me do drop into a squat, it's Sonia Kruger.
She is so hot. That woman.
It's just a shallow squat.
It's not even a shallow squat. Here's the thing. My love affair with Sonia, I've never met her.
God, when are we going to meet her?
But my love affair began when I was 12 years old. When I was 12 years old and I'd been doing ballroom dancing for a year. And it was a bit lame back then. That's what people thought.
And then Sonia
And then Strictly
the
Ballroom was released in the cinemas. And there was Sonia.
Tina Sparkles.
In all her glory. And my eyes lit up and I thought, yes. Yes, I will wear diamantes on my fringe just like Sonia. So I couldn't care less of anything else that Sonia's done. She's going great.
Her career is spectacular.
But Strictly Ballroom, Tina Sparkle is where it's at. So if Sonia's going to bring out Strictly, then I'm...
No, it's out. It's out. It's happening. You need to get on the bandwagon.
It's actually out. It's actually live.
It's live.
Guys, I've got to go. Sonia's going to make me drop a squat.
Those two girls.
I've stumbled across a sign that I think could benefit our colleagues, Lees.
Okay.
I think people know that if they want to be distracted from their day job, then they just come and find where we are in the office and know that we will waste a good 15 to 20 minutes of their time with mindless chat.
I take great pride in being those two people in the office. I think that's required in an office space. Yes. You need to find the time wasters. That is us.
In fact, I think every job I had prior to going into radio was actually training me for radio job of speaking.
I have noticed that when I'm in the kitchen preparing breakfast or a cup of tea, whatever, that people will take that opportunity.
And it's often the people who are typically seen as introverts, the people from research, the people from IT.
Finance.
They love a good natter.
Yeah.
But I think our the people higher than us have noticed that they're using us. They're using us on company time under the guise of business. Now, I found a sign that I think they should consider printing out and masking to our backs, masking taping. It says, please don't talk to me. I have no self-control and will talk to you for 2 hours and get no work done. Because that sign has actually been pinned to a bloke's back in an office environment. I think his workmates would have pinned it to him. Why would you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you've been given a whole heap of KPIs to achieve and you've like, shivers, my job is on the line here. I'm going to put this on my back, on my own back. It's like pin the tail on the donkey, Sarah.
Well, everyone knows that person in the office who needs to have that sign on their back.
I love that that's you and I.
Me too. Because I think those people end up contributing to workplace culture.
You do you, boo.
Could we? I'm sure HR people are listening right now, throwing things at their radio, thinking, shut up, they don't. They just waste company money. But no. We're enriching the workplace.
They'd be lost without us.
Going to the printer right
now. Guys, great news. My husband is back. Okay, I told you that he was away for 2 weeks.
Oh my God, work. I mean, 2 weeks? I feel like he's been gone for 8 months the way you've been carrying on about it.
Sarah, we have never been separated for that long.
Oh God, my husband goes away all the time. I don't know how you don't do it.
Well, it's been a trying time. The first week was great. The second week was a week of longing, okay, which is great. But anyway, my point being is that he's home, everyone's happy. He got home late Sunday night and he came bearing gifts. And I'm not a gift person. You know that I'm not that emotionally driven.
No, I've never received
anything
from you.
I'm not needy.
Oh, I know that. I just want you to know my birthday's coming up in November.
Presents.
So you cannot get me anything.
Well, they're not my love language. I don't need them. I don't require them. But he bought me two little prezzies.
Yeah.
First one was lovely. First.
Wait. I don't need them, but I'll talk about them on the national radio show.
Well, because it's so unusual for me to like prezzies or for him to buy them. First prezzy, Aaron, was a lovely bottle of perfume.
Was it from the chemist?
No, and that's the thing. I only buy myself chemist perfume, so this was fancy.
That is fancy because I don't know what people who still pay full price for perfume.
Sarah.
You just need to find your local big pharmacy and get on the disc. Get some Youp into you for $40.
It's Chanel perfume. I have never had a Chanel perfume in my life.
Wasn't Chanel French?
Well, yes. Well, he knows.
Of course. Did he get you Mademoiselle?
What I loved, no, because I'm not a Mademoiselle.
I'm a Madame.
Madam. Anyway, what I love about it is that he smelled all the perfumes and he landed on that one.
At least that's what he told me.
He probably just reached for the first bottle.
Chance? Take a chance on this one?
It is Chance. Anyway, so loved it. Second present, however, I'm not too sure how I feel about it. He didn't deliver it as this is a second big present. He just said, I also got you this.
Yeah, what was it?
A little box, tiny little box of Altoids, which are American breath mints.
Ooh.
Okay. He was thrilled because he said, Lise, Altoids, think of all the TV shows and movies where they talk about Altoids. It's true. It's a very well-known breath mint brand that people refer to.
I just want you to know, like, I haven't noticed a stench about you. But if your husband's buying you perfume and breath mints,
the hell?
Are you a little stinky malinky at home?
I've tasted the Altoids. I've tasted the Altoids and they taste like eating deep heat.
Remember at the beginning of the show when you said you'd stopped using soap and you're just using coconut butter and oil to bathe your body? And then your husband comes home with the most expensive perfume in the world and a box of breath mints after he's been away for 2 weeks. He's wanting to make a change with you, Lee.
Your face.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi.
Hello.
Good to be back.
From the two people who use soap and the one who doesn't.
Guys, I'm just saying.
I have a thing against bar soap. Sorry, moving on. I don't like it.
You don't like communal soap?
I can't do a communal soap.
No, I like it. Hell no, I don't like a communal
soap. I'm talking about like what we've been using is like a pump soap.
Yeah, I use
that. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying...
A body wash.
Yeah, body wash. But I'm saying there is something to be said for just using coconut butter.
I would think it was just more moisturising.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, look, the truth, you are right. You just need a rinse off for the most part. You don't need to change the pH of your skin, which a lot of soaps do because they're actually made of animal fat and stuff.
Right.
Oh, we don't need to go into the details.
Anyway.
Yeah, true. It's a good story. Look at us, font of knowledge. You want us on your trivia night, don't you?
We should do team trivia.
Where, Aaron? We don't have a life. We're in bed so early.
I would love to do trivia with
you. We would actually be great. Okay, when can we do it?
I would. That would be a hell of a lot of fun.
All right. Well, someone organize.
Aaron, can you look into it?
No, I think I'm busy that night.
Someone message us, where are trivia nights in Brisbane?
Yeah, leave it in the podcast notes.
Sarah, we are fluid, geographically fluid.
I know we're supposed to be geographically fluid.
Are we in Melbourne? Are we in Sydney? Are we in Perth? Are we in Adelaide? Are we in...
Someone message us. We're definitely not in Darwin.
We're definitely not in Darwin.
Someone message us, where is trivia in your local city? Oh my God, the trivia tour.
Imagine having to do trivia in every capital city.
Imagine if we had a budget and we could actually do that.
We can dream.
We can dream. Dreams are free.
Dreams aren't random. What?
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 Oh my God.
Shut your face.
He's overtired. Yeah, shut your face, Aaron. All right, bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.